Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
It could be a few months yet before the big Massachusetts healthcare merger goes through. Tufts and Harvard Pilgrim first have to produce a final agreement for their merger plan, then state regulators have to approve the proposal. If it does go through, it may be a while after that before consumers feel any impact. The state's second and third largest health insurance plans say a merger will reduce costs for members. But as WBUR's Bianca Vasquez-Tonis reports, not everyone is convinced.
Tufts and Harvard Pilgrim have signed what's called a non-binding memorandum of understanding. In the dating world, you might call this courting. They say a union could reduce healthcare costs and slow increases in premiums. But some healthcare experts say it's not clear that's true. Meredith Rosenthal researches health policy reform and competition among healthcare providers. She's a professor at Harvard School of Public Health.
On the one hand, more consolidation of health insurers could raise premiums for consumers under the standard theory of monopoly power, right? On the other hand, however, there are important benefits to size in health insurance.
For example, a united company could share administrative costs and find efficient ways to adopt healthcare reform measures, and a bigger insurance company would be able to better negotiate reimbursement contracts with hospitals and doctors. The ability to negotiate down the costs of procedures with hospitals is key, according to Anya Rader-Wallach. She's in charge of health reform for the state of Vermont. Before that, she headed the Massachusetts Medicaid Policy Institute. Wallach says this merger could be good for Massachusetts, but it depends on the state attorney general and how deeply she vets the proposal.
She has to look at not just what do they promise, but what is their capability. So can they back up that promise with some sort of capability to negotiate hard and pursue new models of provider payment that will result in better cost control without compromising healthcare quality?
Meanwhile, it's clear hospitals are worried about this shifting landscape. While there are a number of smaller insurers operating here, this merger would mean the field would narrow to two big ones.
If we're coming to a place in Massachusetts where we only have two insurers, that does raise serious concerns.
Tim Jens is the executive vice president of the Massachusetts Hospital Association.
If they are not able to be in a situation to be at the negotiation table and be fair and have a balanced negotiation, then again, that could ultimately destabilize the healthcare delivery system. And again, that's neither good for those who provide care or those who pay for care or those who receive care.
This is exactly what worries Harvard Business School healthcare economist Regina Herzlinger. She thinks a merger will set off an arms race between insurers and hospitals.
Here's what happens. An 800-pound gorilla comes into your neighborhood and says, unless you pay me some money, I'm going to beat you up. So what are you going to do? You're going to become an 800-pound gorilla yourself. And then when that big insurer shows up and says, cut your prices or else, you say, or else what? I'm just as big as you are. What the heck are you going to do to me?
Herzlinger points to a 2009 study of consolidation in other states. The National Bureau of Economic Research published an analysis showing that premiums increased 7% after two big health insurers merged. That's because hospitals responded by banding together, and they were able to charge more for their procedures. So the insurers may want to bring down costs, but she says joining forces isn't going to do it. Massachusetts Attorney General and the state's Division of Insurance will review the final plan and decide whether to allow a merger. For WBUR, I'm Bianca Vasquez-Tonis.